Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. That's right. Money Life right now is pleased to welcome back Tom Lydon to the show. Tom joins us each week at this time where he gives you the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. The website, well, it's soup to nuts on all things in the ETF business. So if you're interested in learning more about the specific ETF we're talking about or about any ETF, about what's happening in the industry, what's new, what's changing, what's opening, what's closing, all that stuff, ETFtrends.com can help you out. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Your ETF of the week is...
the Global X Lithium and Battery Technology ETF, ticker symbol LIT.
LIT, the Global X Lithium and Battery Technology ETF. Now, this happens to be an ETF that was discussed on Money Life not that long ago with Petra Hess from Petra Picks, because she was really liking the chart. She loved the ETF, but she saw a downturn coming. So she had been in it. She then moved out of it. She subsequently, I know, has gotten back into it. Why do you like LIT right now?
Well, if you look at it, and we like trends, of course, this is one of the best performing ETFs so far year to date, and for a lot of the right fundamental reasons. If there were a Bitcoin comparison in the commodity space, it would probably be lithium. We know all the stages that are happening right now as far as early stages that are shifting to lithium with driverless cars, the transformation from the way batteries are structured these days. There's a huge boom in the world's electronic car market, and it's not going to slow down anytime soon. Within the government policy, there are really generous subsidies for electric car buyers, and with that, it's going to fuel growth even that much more. However, there's increased demand, Chuck, for lithium, and lithium supply is slow to react to this rising demand, which means potentially higher and higher prices. And we've seen huge increase in prices of lithium. Lithium is actually produced through brine method that requires kind of waiting for pools of salt water to evaporate but leave behind concentrated lithium deposits. So out here in Southern California, the salt and sand is actually the biggest area in the U.S. as far as lithium, these lithium deposits. And I know personally there's a lot going on over there. So with world consumption expected to double by 2025, those companies that are involved in lithium batteries and manufacturing are really doing well. This index has access to this basket of companies and miners, refiners, and battery production companies, and it's kind of a good diversified group, and it's not just in the U.S., but really sprinkled throughout the world.
That said, this has been an ETF that has been on a very strong run. And then, as I point out, it had a little bit of a setback and what have you. Is this clearly a 200-day moving average play? And where are you taking the money from this? Because normally we're saying, you know, you get a lot of these stocks in your ordinary plain vanilla, whatever. But in this case, not so much. In this case, you can truly be diversifying in a lot of ways.
Well, you can. And for those of us that are listening to all this Bitcoin craze, and again, I'm not poo-pooing it, this might continue on forever, there's a big question because it all comes down to supply and demand. With lithium, you know where the pools are. You know and can estimate how much supply is there. You also, with looking at car production, the future car production, and the batteries required to power these cars, what the demand might be. With that, kind of putting two and two together, there might be a little bit of a pullback, but it's not going to slow down anytime soon. So over the next 10 years, unless there's an alternative to lithium as far as inclusion in batteries, I think this is going to continue to move to the upside. And like you say, yes, trends are really important. So watch the trend on this. And if you feel like this might even be too volatile for your own blood, rather than 200-day average, use 100-day moving average on it. It's a great trading vehicle. It's very liquid. It's got over almost $1 billion in assets right now. So, again, with the demand, the diversification, the tight trading on the bid and ask spread, it's a great opportunity for those who have maybe some money on the sidelines or parts of their portfolio that are feeling a little stale.
I want to take, in the limited time we have left, a moment to discuss why you would shorten up the moving average. Explain that for somebody who normally is used to you saying 200-day moving average, you like that long-term trend. Why would you shorten up?
So right now, if you look at this ETF and let's just say it's 15 to 20% above its moving average and you're getting in at this point, and if you use the moving average as a sell point, and on the day you buy, it's the absolute high and it goes down from there, you're basically locking in a 15 to 20% loss. A shorter moving average is more sensitive. It's going to generate more buy and sell signals. However, it's going to reduce the downside risk, especially when you have an ETF like this that's gone to the moon.
There you have it, folks. You now understand it. The unusual case where, yes, we are turning to a shorter moving average. That's something that Tom, well, he does it all the time, just not so much in these segments with us on the show. So now you understand why he's doing it, and you understand why you could say that, hey, Lit, let's go get Lit, the Global X Lithium and Battery Technology ETF, because it would be an interesting diversifier for a portfolio now. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Again, the ETF of the week is the Global X Lithium and Battery Technology ETF. It's ticker symbol LIT. And Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. To learn more about the ETF, the industry, moving averages and using them, and much, much more, check out the website. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. Always a great start to have Tom on the show for our Thursday show, but we've got plenty more to go, so settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.